Greetings, Tacoma. Once again, John Doherty here for KTAH 101.9's Climate Talk program, the place where we talk about everything climate related, where we're headed and what we can do and all of that. I would love to hear from you. My email address is John, J-O-H-N, at cclTacoma.org. That CCL part stands for Citizens Climate Lobby. I'm an activist with the Tacoma chapter here. And if you're interested in learning more about Citizens Climate Lobby, just do a Google. There's a great national website, and you'll find lots of great climate-related information there. So anyway, I would love to hear from you, so drop me a note, and I read every note, and I'll get back to you in a reasonable time frame. So today, let's talk about solar energy, and I'm talking specifically about solar on residential rooftops. Full disclosure, I got solar on top of my house, had it there for 2 years, coming up on 3 years now, and been very happy with it, but more on that later. So right off the bat, most folks in Washington State, especially here west of the mountains, when it comes to solar, they're like, what? Wait a minute, it's cloudy and rainy here all the time. So how does solar work here? Or even can it work here? Or is it worth the money? One of the interesting little stats on that is the country of Germany provides about half of its total electricity demand via solar, and they're further north than we are, and they have as many rainy, cloudy days as we have, and so they're doing just fine. Clearly, Washington State is not the very best place in the United States for solar power. The Southwest U.S., like down around Phoenix and San Diego and Nevada, those are really optimal places for solar, but you don't have to be the very best to be able to make solar electricity. And Washington is good enough. We're on a par with Miami and Yakima and L.A. One of the things we do have, because of our northern latitude, is lots of long summer days with lots of sunshine where we can make lots of electricity off of our rooftops. So yes, solar does work in Washington State. So why would anybody want to put up solar? Well, there are several reasons. I'd say number one is if you are concerned about the environment and carbon pollution, solar energy is one way as an individual or a family or a small business you can make a difference on that score. Solar energy has a very low carbon footprint, and the carbon that it does have around it is based mostly on the production and transportation of the solar cells. Other than that, the energy is completely clean. Well, not completely, and I'll address this a little bit later on too. Those cells are only going to last for 20, 25, 30 years, and something has to be done with them at the end of that time. And so that's something that we want to consider when we're doing a complete, fair assessment of solar. Now, you can save money on your electric bills, but you really need to look into this one closely. Talk to a solar installer. There's an organization called Solar Washington. Their website's solarwa.org. They're a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization, and they can give you some great information on solar. So that'd be a place to go to get information about whether you can save money and how much on your electric bills. One you might not think of is an increase in home value. I talked to my real estate agent prior to putting solar on the roof of my house, and she said, yes, there's a real market for, quote, green, unquote, houses, and having solar would be an important part of that. So it definitely increases the saleability and the value of your home to put solar on it. So what specifically are we talking about when we're talking about solar energy? Well, for most folks, it's photovoltaics, or what we call solar cells or panels, up on top of our roofs. And that is the most common one. But there are other ways of using solar, too. There's passive solar, which is involving mostly the design of your home. So if you decide to build a new home, one of the things you could take a look at is passive solar. You can reduce your electric bill a great deal just by being smart about the way you design your home. Some folks have just solar thermal water heaters on their roof. You've probably seen them. They're real common down in the southwest of the United States, and they can be an effective way of reducing your electric. So let's just say you're interested in putting solar on your house. How do you go about that? Well, like a lot of things these days, the first step is do your homework. And there are some great sources of getting good information. I also mentioned Solar Wall a little bit ago, so that'd be a great source to go to for a starter. Everybody's situation is different, and so that takes an expert to guide you through the considerations and the decision-making process. And acknowledging that the end decision could be solar's not going to really work on my house because of shade from trees, other big tall buildings next to me, the orientation of my house, chimneys, skylights, things like that. So an expert can walk you through all of that. Also, the situation with your local utility might have a impact on your thinking about whether to put solar on the roof or not. And once again, an installer can advise you on that. Now, in terms of installers, if you're getting new siding put on your house, you'd want to make sure you had a reputable business putting that siding on. Same thing happens with solar. Because like everything else, there are some bad actors out there, and there are some people who are going to pressure you and so on. So get estimates and have conversations with probably at least three installers prior to making up your mind. And when you're talking to installers, you need to make sure that they're bonded and insured and licensed so that you'll be covered in case something goes wrong. Nothing different there from just about any other significant project you do on your house. One of the things you'll be wondering about early on is how much is the solar installation going to cost me? And of course, that's highly variable depending primarily on how many panels you're going to put up on your roof. Now, if you're like me, you didn't have multiple thousands of dollars sitting around just waiting to put into a solar panel installation on your roof, so I turned to financing for my solar panels. There are several organizations around Puget Sound that give great deals on solar panel financing. The solar panels themselves are the underlying asset for the loan, so that results in a very low interest rate, especially in this low interest environment. Of course, you want to probably check with your own current bank or credit union to see if they offer any kind of special considerations for solar loans. There are a couple other organizations that I know of. Puget Sound Co-op Credit Union has a special solar loan program, and Verify Credit Union's another one. I got a loan from Generations Credit Union down in Olympia. I thought it was a great deal. I pay back the loan with the savings that I get from my electricity reduction costs from my solar installation. So it's pretty much a loan that's invisible to me right now. It was zero down, and the annual payment I make on the loan is the check I get for a rebate for the electricity that I put back into the system. The solar, over the course of a year, has cut my electricity bill significantly. And my estimate is that the savings from my electricity will have that loan paid off in a total of 13 years, at which point I'll still have 15 or so years of good use out of those solar panels with that cheap electricity cutting down on my bill and also the value of my house being improved. So basically, at least in my case, the numbers were good. As I said, you got to do your own homework and figure out if the numbers are going to work in your specific situation. And when you're looking for a contractor, you might check on your local utilities website too. Often those websites will have lists of approved contractors. Okay, directly related to the cost of your installation are going to be tax incentives and rebates, that kind of thing. Now, I put up my solar system in 2018, and at that time, Washington State was offering some incentives which no longer exist. There is talk regularly about them coming back. For right now, those specific Washington State incentives don't exist, although there is another one that adds up to a lot, and that is that there is no sales tax on solar installations on your house, so that can be a significant savings in itself. Now, the big savings in terms of incentives come from the federal tax credit. Right now, that federal tax credit is 26% of your installation. So if you put in a $10,000 installation, you're going to get a 26% or $2,600 credit on your federal taxes. Now, just to be clear what a federal tax credit is, that's a credit against taxes you owe. So let's say that you did have a $2,600 rebate coming. If your taxes for that year were more than $2,600, you'd get the whole $2,600. If your tax bill for the entire year was less than $2,600, you'd only get a credit up to the taxes that you actually owed. And I'm pretty sure that those credits can be carried into future years, although you'd want to check with your tax advisor on that one to be sure. Okay, it is 26% right now. In 2021, it's going to be reduced down to 22%. And in 2022, the rate goes down to 10%. So if you're thinking you might put up solar, this might be a good time to do it in terms of those incentives. So of course, you're still hooked up to the grid and you have that grid electricity for reliability and for giving you electricity on high use days and so on and so forth. Are we selling our excess solar back into the system? Well, sort of. The term is net metering, and what it means is that you can put electricity back into the system and that will credit your electric consumption, but you can't put back more than you use. That is, you couldn't put up a big solar installation and then sell electricity back into the grid. You can only balance out what you actually are using in your own home. My experience, I'm creating about half the electricity I use in my home from my solar power. Now, let me just make a quick aside here about incentives, because there are detractors out there who complain about incentives for clean energy. Let's just keep in mind that the fossil fuel industry has benefited from incredible benefits from government over the years in terms of special tax breaks, special accounting rules, handling of royalties and so on, below cost leases for oil fields, and not to mention the costs of defending oil routes through the Straits of Hormuz and places like that. So yeah, it would be great, and I believe that's going to happen eventually, that clean energy will be fully standing on its own 2 feet, much unlike the fossil fuel industry does. But in this transitional time, it's appropriate and proper that in consideration of a clean future for us and our children, our grandchildren, that we get incentives from the government to get this industry up to speed. Okay, just a little bit of stats here about solar in Washington. There are presently almost 4,000 jobs in Washington installing solar. Clean energy tends to be labor intensive, and those are good jobs, and they're high tech jobs, and there's great training for people to fill those jobs. And so we can be happy about the jobs that's creating. 250,000 solar jobs in the United States added in the last 5 years, and solar jobs are rising in numbers 5 times faster than the overall economy has in the last 5 years. So I'd like to offer you some resources online to do your own homework. I already mentioned solarwa.org. It's a great place to go. There's a organization called Database of State Incentives for Renewables and Energy. Their acronym is DSIRE. So if you do a search on DSIREUSA.org, you can go there. You can zero right into your zip code and see what kind of incentives are available to you. And there's a lot of them. So that's a quick overview of solar in the state of Washington. I love having solar on my house. I got an app on my computer that I can watch the electricity being generated. It feels really good to see all that good juice coming into my house. So once again, reminding you, as always, live like the mountain's out. Take care.